Congress is out of here. It won't be back until after the November elections. Well, what did it do? What's been left to waft in the ether? Well, Julia Ziegler is Federal News Radio's web manager, and she recaps for us, starting with the good news.
As we all know, before Congress left, it did manage to pass a continuing resolution that goes through December 11th. The bad news, however, is that there is, or was, still a lot left on Congress's plate, like confirming certain executive branch employees. Emily, you reported earlier this week on some of them. Carolyn Colvin, the pick to lead Social Security. Michael Carroll, the Inspector General for USAID. They're still waiting their confirmations. A lot of bills left on the floor as well. The House passed a few that federal employees should be concerned about before they left town. The big one, of course, that people are talking about, the Senior Executive Service Accountability Act, which would let agencies suspend SES employees for cause and without pay for up to 2 weeks. Now, they had approved something earlier for VA specifically, but now this bill would move that beyond the Department of Veterans Affairs. So, of course, as you can imagine, a lot of comments out there on federalnewsradio.com.
Yeah. Well, it's almost like Congress is studiously avoiding the one thing it's supposed to do, right? Which is pass the budget and keep the government funded.
Well, right. And that's what a lot of people had to say, Emily. A lot of people were wondering, you know, what is Congress doing if it's not doing its job? What are, you know, one person said something about the fact that they spend too much time doing television interviews or interviews with the media rather than actually getting their job done on Capitol Hill. But some of the comments, let's read through some of them here. These, of course, are comments we got from readers on federalnewsradio.com. One person said, this was specifically on the CR, how about passing a budget for the whole year on time? They much prefer to hold the entire nation hostage to their petty politics. Not a single one of them should get paid until a budget for the entire year is passed. Another person said, the last time Congress finished its budget work on time was 1996. That was 18 years ago.
Wow, makes us feel old, doesn't
right?
it?
And this next person was a little bitter, shall we say, about Congress. They say, yes, we have a dysfunctional government, but I would say one party has an overabundance of dysfunction and lack of leadership, if one is going to be fair. But then this is Washington, and it's all about shifting blame. Throw a compliant press that has one side's back all the time. One could even fairly say the Fourth Estate is also to blame. It is also just a very corrupt, good old boys network of everyone engaging in acts of self-gratification, where the powerful get more power, friends get rewarded, enemies get punished, and the average American Joe gets punked. Not holding back, shall we say, on federalnewsradio.com.
No. Well, there you have it. Thank you, Julia. No, just kidding. But, you know, I mean, I think that part of this, Congress has its own constituents, of course, literally, voters. And do people really care if the government passes a budget for agencies on time or regularly, or just does CRs and then the government doesn't shut down at least?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what happens, Emily, is like you said there, do they care if the government passes a bill? You know, it doesn't affect them on a daily, or passes a budget, doesn't affect the average American on a daily basis.
However, or it seems so abstract.
Right. But when the government does shut down, then people really, I think, are, they get a chance to see what's going on inside Congress. And that doesn't look good for them either. Even if you are the average Joe and you don't really care about government agencies or their funding, I think if the government doesn't pass a budget, then you get folks who say, well, what the heck are they doing? Isn't that what they were supposed to be doing? And it's just, I don't think it's a good look for Congress. I don't think Congress wants that look. And now we have the midterm elections coming up, and timing on the CR and the date of it and all of that is also part of this equation as well.
So I guess the question is, so is Congress made of Teflon? So despite the fact it doesn't look good, does it matter?
Right. Well, that is true. We do have, as we said, the midterm elections coming up. And one person had this to say when it came to that. Unfortunately, December 11th, 2014 is before Republicans will take control of the Senate. I would have preferred the CR ended in January 2015. Another person said the GOP is hoping to seize control of the Senate and so will wait until the elections and then ram through a bunch of stuff that has always been part of their agenda. So folks on both sides of the aisle,
yeah,
weighing in here on Federal News Radio.
Yeah, interesting, because I wonder what the first person would like to see if Republicans take control of the Senate in January in terms of agency budgets.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and it is yet to be seen what will happen if the House and Senate are both controlled by Republicans. We shall see.
Yeah. All right. So that's the underlying current that's always seems to be there in Washington. But I want to talk to you a little bit about a special event that you went to this week in which federal employees were not the political footballs, were they? They were actually honored for some good work that they did.
From one extreme to the other, if you will, Emily. Yeah, the SAMMYs, the Service to America Medals Awards. This was my first time actually attending the awards. And I have to tell you, I've been to various awards over the years, and this one is really special. It is all about honoring federal employees who have done really amazing, great work over the past year. And they're all nominated by their coworkers. And then a panel of experts, a panel of judges chooses the winners. And the folks who won this year's awards, first of all of the finalists were amazing. And as you know, we talked to all of them on Federal News Radio. But the winners, one group of guys who was developing a certain kind of technology that they could put in drones to try and stop IEDs or to try and make sure they know where IEDs are in Iraq and Afghanistan. A woman who ended up being the Federal Employee of the Year who was helping to develop vaccines to save the lives of children. They expect this vaccine will save 7 million lives over the next so many years. I mean, amazing work that these people are doing. But it's also a great event in terms of it's a Washington event. The who's who in the administration are all there. VA Secretary Bob McDonald, you had OMB Director, former HUD Secretary Sean Donovan, HHS Secretary Sylvia Matthews-Burwell, tons of folks there helping to sing the praises of their employees. And then the great thing is that it's not like they come and they do their speech and then they leave and you never see them again. You're all sitting in this great big room and you get a chance to interact with them and talk to them, all in the name of honoring this great work. And so it was really a fun event and also a great event, especially in these times where a lot of times we see and hear about the negative things that go on in government.
Well, we also just kind of hear about the rhetoric or the policy or the we are going to do this or we don't do that anymore. And here are people who are just actually doing work.
Right.
And being honored for doing it. Yeah,
that's right. That's right. And, you know, a lot of times in the media, you hear about the bad news, right? Because bad news sells, if you will. And I think here on Federal News Radio, we also try and tell those good stories, too, because they're important as well. It's important to let people know what is going on in government in terms of the good work being done, best practices that can be shared within agencies. You know, you watch these people and you hear their stories. And the hope is that other federal employees that are in the audience will take that and maybe be inspired by it. And maybe some other great ideas will come out of it.
So I have a pressing question for you before I let you go. So the SAMMYs has been compared or has been called sort of the Oscars of the federal employee workforce. Do people dress up to it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's black tie.
Because Washington is not known for its fashion sense. That's all I'm saying.
No, let me tell you, there were a lot of good-looking people there, though. Everyone, you know, dressed in their little penguin suits, all the guys and all the women in their nice long dresses, myself included. It is funny, though. I have to tell you, the one thing about these events, I always think about this, is you have all these women who are dressed up in their fancy dresses, but they're obviously coming from work because they're all hardworking people that, you know, Washington, D.C. is not a 9-to-5 town. So all these people coming right from work. So their hair never matches their dress attire, right? So it's funny. You'll have, you know, women with their hair just how they wore it to work and then in these fancy dresses, which always makes me laugh.